happy to turn this podium over to Michael Belko of Orlando, Florida, and he will be precious memories. Brother Mike, it's all yours. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Bill. And certainly, dear friends, I wanted to say how much I am enjoying this season of fellowship and blessing here with you at this convention. And I wanted to say also that Sister Vicki is enjoying this time with you also, and we have received many, many blessings that words cannot express the joy that is in our hearts and in our minds at this time. And we wanted to use the sentiments of the hymn that we just have sung to let our memory, our minds, and our will all be committed to the service of the Heavenly Father, and indeed to serve Him for the cause of truth and righteousness. Precious memories. We wanted to use some words from John 14:26, words familiar to us all, I'm sure. It starts out with the Comforter, which is that Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And certainly, as the Heavenly Father has granted us the Holy Spirit of enlightenment in our minds, and also we know that along with that in our hearts, we have this desire burning strongly within us to serve Him come what may. And that as we bring these things into remembrance, we can always be mindful of what our Lord has done for us and, yes, what He continues to do for us in each of our experiences. And all of these things that we share as members of the household of faith. Now, as we traveled here to this convention, weren't our minds recalling events that had taken place in past experiences at conventions? Weren't we thinking of the sweet fellowship that we had received as we met together, gathered in a situation such as this, with food being provided from the platform, with opportunities for fellowship, singing praises to the Father's goodness? Wasn't that what filled our minds as we traveled here? And it was a drawing to us to come here, to be with those of like precious faith. And again, yes, to sit at the feet of Jesus and to dwell with Him. And to have our minds build up, that we can go on as we go back to our daily lives experiences and draw from these things we have studied on and learned here. And they will become part of our memory. And we will hold them firm and keep them with us. We're all aware that a good memory is a prized possession. The human family spends much in a way of advertising. You know, improve your memory course. There are many things out on the market today, especially that are given to the public school systems to improve memory. A good memory is indeed a desired thing to have. We've heard it expressed, well, he has a good memory for facts or figures, or he can remember names. And that person is looked at. He has a special talent. Our memory, our base to remember, to recall, it involves a process of recalling to mind facts that were previously learned, our past experiences, our thoughts, our images, ideas. Sounds fairly simple, but we know that our minds, our brains, the inner workings are very, very complicated indeed. And even as we speak, research goes on concerning memory, the working of the mind, memory loss. And in my daily work with stroke patients, the brain injured, this is of the utmost concern to us. We're always looking for ways of helping someone to recall. And it gets pretty frustrating when simple things that you had, like a cup, a spoon, a book, you have no idea. You can't recall it after an injury such as that. So they are indeed complicated systems. And within the brain, there are systems that they have identified. There's a system that can only pass information throughout the brain. There's another that's called the S system. It can only store information. And another, an R system, that can only retrieve information. Now, this information that enters our minds, it can go to the short-term memory or to the long-term. And as it comes into our minds, the short-term memory is such that it is like a staging area. Not everything is passed on to the long-term memory by that P system. But the information is constantly being sorted, reviewed, and then instantaneous decisions are being made as of what should be stored and what should be forgotten, passed off. If we take a sound like a train whistle, a horn beeping, a door slamming. At one time, all of these sounds entered through our sensory system and were passed on to our long-term storage system. And now we can retrieve these things when we want to. If someone says to you, train, right away you might think of a train whistle. Or if you hear a whistle, you know that's a train. But again, every time we hear an object like that, train, door slamming, we don't pass it on into our long-term memory. We would be so bombarded with things that we would have an overload. And so that indeed, we can see our Creator's grand design in its plan of how He made us. That even we can have order and arrangement in this disordered world with a lack of order, clarity, arrangement, harmony. All these things we can have in our minds. And we can rise above the countless distractions that we are hearing. And we can then go to the things that the Heavenly Father really has in store for us. And this is what we want to do in our lives. We want to have every good word of God, every gem of truth, enter our short-term memory system and then be passed on to the long-term. But then we want to have an active retrieval system that can instantly retrieve these things and use them. Again, ready to recall to mind the things that we can do to show forth to the Heavenly Father that we love Him, that the truth grows and stays within us, and that we have it and we keep it with us no matter where we are. This is necessary indeed if we are to be pleasing to the Father. And we also know that as we hear words spoken today, by tomorrow, we will forget about 60% of what we heard today. By the fourth day, 90%. Don't we see again that we must constantly go back for more instruction to hear more of the Word of God. We've had it tied into, there has to be that thirst within you, and you want to go and drink of that water of the river of life, which is the truth. And so we want to constantly go back to it, to remember it, to use it, to practice it, to rehearse it, to study, to show ourselves acceptable to God. To study, actively involved. And I know in our own class, we get encouragement that we should prepare for the studies that we have. If it's tomorrow night, you don't just grab your Bible on the way out the door and expect that everything's going to be open to you. But it's the preparation, the study, the adding. But again, we are indeed like leaky vessels. So at times we will forget. Dear brother, we are still in the flesh. But we have a new mind. And through that Holy Spirit, this mind grows stronger. It grows firmer, deeper. It's rooted in faith. For we have put on Christ, and let that mind indeed be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. But as we have mentioned, some forgetting is natural. But you know, there is also some forgetting that can be on a voluntary manner. And it comes from disobedience, from a lack of having our minds focused on the things that they should be focused on. And again, we see scriptural references to forgetting. I wanted just to mention a few. You have forgotten the Lord. And why did you forget me? In Ezekiel. In Hosea, to the children of Israel, they had forgotten the law of their God. And also in Hebrews, thou hast forgotten the exhortation of the Lord. That these things are shown to you, but you've forgotten to go head out and do them. And also in Isaiah 17:10, hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the God of thy strength, of the Lord. I think this points out to us that we always must remember to praise Him, to thank the Father for His blessings, His guidance, for His providential overruling of all of our life's matters. No matter how they may seem insignificant to us at the time, we know that He is our source and He is our strength. And we want to go to Him for help, and we want to open up our hearts to Him. And He'll bless us for that. And He'll guide us and direct us. So we want to always in our lives find ways to please the Father. And we want to look at some examples concerning how the Father Himself has a memory. We know the scripture, for I will remember their sins no more. Because of His compassion in His heart, the perfect love and compassion that He had. And there's also a plea given in Jeremiah 31:34, which involves, there is a plea to remember me, oh my God. And then the Father does do this very thing. And why does He do it? I think the clue is given in the 103rd Psalm, verse 14 through 17. He knoweth our frame. He would remember that we are but mere dust. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Do we know each day and commit to our memory that we are nothing? but that with Him we can be more than conquerors, more than overcomers, that we can be faithful footstep followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to commit these things to our memory. And also, our Heavenly Father has given us helpful hints. You know, we have books out in the market now, helpful hints by this person or that. But the Heavenly Father has given us helpful hints. And they are of the utmost importance because they lead to glory and honor and immortality. He set remembrances for us. The Rainbow Covenant, a remembrance from the Father. And God said, when I bring a cloud over the earth and also a bow in the cloud, I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature. And also, it shows us that the Heavenly Father in Exodus 2:24 has a memory but a listening ear too. When He said, and God heard their groanings, and God remembered His covenant that He had made with Abraham and then Isaac and with Jacob. And He would also then remember the things He has in store for all the families of the earth. So our Father indeed wants us to remember. He gives us these signs. He gives us helps. And He gave us a memory, and He gave us the ability to use it. Even the wording of one of His commandments to the children of Israel, for remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Keep these things in your constant memory. Again, that they are stored for the long term and that they can be easily retrieved. Because there's no solace, there's no comfort, there's no consolation in this present evil world in which we're living. But the Heavenly Father provides all the comfort, the solace, the consolation, the love that we would ever, ever need. And He also goes another step beyond that. He showed us love and He gave us that new commandment that we've heard spoken many times. And I give it unto you that ye love one another. To commit to our memories and to use it, this wonderful attribute, the characteristic of love, that we must then exercise in our lives if we are to be pleasing to the Father. And exercise it in our daily lives, that we show forth love by the disposition that we have that comes out from our heart to those round about us, out of a loving heart. We do this by our words, by our firmness in our beliefs and in our faith and trust in Him. And as we speak words, remember discourses that we had about an anointed tongue and an oily tongue. It speaks precious things. Things that would be pleasing to the Father, that would help and encourage. Lovingly remembering that the Lord our Father wants us to think on the things that He has in store for us and the things that He has done for us. He even tells us again, whatsoever things are true, pure, honest, just, lovely, and of a good report, think on these things. And so, we commit these to our memory. For these things which ye have heard and learned and received and also seen in me, do them. And the God of peace shall be with you. Doesn't this again show the wonderful wisdom of the Father? He uses these sensory modalities that He first gave along with the Logos to His human creation. And they are then used in a way to learn of Him. Educators speak of learners of a couple of different types. There's an auditory learner. They have to have this word spoken to them. There's a visual learner that may only learn through the reading. Of course, there's a train of thought that you must use both the auditory and the visual. And such is so with the child of God. We should use both. The things that we hear, this word of God that's spoken, we pass it on again to our memory. The things that we see scriptures, prophecies being fulfilled. We have our eyes of understanding open that we're walking as children of light, so we see. And are we learning by the things that we are seeing and hearing? Thou learn His ways. In Isaiah 1:17, for truly blessed are your ears, for they hear, and your eyes, for they see. And then, as we see and hear, we receive examples from those round about us, and they all become part of our memory and help us to grow and develop as new creatures. They help us to become, again, strong and firmly rooted in faith. And then when problems arise, the world beckons to you, I have this pleasure, I have this reward, we want no part of it. We don't pass that on into our long-term memory. It's filled with the things that come from the Holy Spirit, that come from truth. And in a memory filled with that, there's no room for any other things. So strong and firm in our faith and in our minds. Again, that we can know and do the will of God. Here is something that we are indeed striving to do. We have committed to our memories that we must be giving up selfish interest and ways to serve Him. That we are daily looking for ways to slay our will to do His will. That we are putting down the old man and his ways. This old will out of our minds. That we can walk in newness of life. And that we can also walk as one that would be redeeming the time. And understanding perfectly through our enlightened minds and eyes what the will of God is for us. Ephesians 5:15-18. Looking carefully around about us in every step, we know that we have to commit to memory as we're looking, that the Father's leading our steps, and that we cannot be a careless liver in our lives. We vowed a vow to dedicate our all to the Father, to serve Him come what may. Again, the things which ye have heard and seen of me, do. We're pulling them out of our memories. We're using them. We look around through the Heavenly Father's guidance and we can, through His help, make decisions that are prosperous for the new creature that's developing. He helps us to realize pitfalls and snares, and He will seek to make our ways straight, these old crooked ways. And He makes them straight, and He helps us to have our feet firmly shod and prepared to go on and take that next step. Because we know that if we are lame and we are not doing the things pleasing to the Father, we could be turned out of the way. But additionally, He wants us to go on and seek divine aid, divine counsel and guidance. And He will help us to go on, and we will never fail if we totally lean on Him, putting all of our trust in the Father. So let us walk in a way that's pleasing to the Father. Let us commit to our memories that we must go watchfully to profess to have our lamps lit and burning, and then lead a life that shows that indeed that is the case. And we want to be pleasing to the Father, that we again are honest to our vows of consecration. Let us walk honestly, Romans 13:13. And again, as we are walking honestly, we are walking so in those psalms and hymns and the spiritual sayings, singing and making joy in your heart. And I know that within our hearts we have many promises that we have and that we hold dear. Again, they have been passed on to our memory. And they dwell within our hearts. We hold blessed fellowship dear. You know, and as we leave here again, we will hold these precious words that we have all heard spoken during this week, and the love that we have heard exchanged one to another. You don't even have to speak it sometimes. You can see it. Again, we're using, we're seeing, we're hearing, and we're looking for ways that we can receive these blessings. So there are precious promises that we should have committed to our memories, and each day that goes on, we commit more. One of my favorites that I like to think on in my daily work, again, with people who have become sick and who won't lead a life into adulthood and who need constant care, that, as it says in Isaiah 35:6-7, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf should be unstopped. Then shall that lame man leap as an hart, the tongue of the dumb shall sing. We hold these promises of God dear to our hearts because we love the Father. We love His Word. And we are certainly sympathetic to the things in the world that are going on, the problems, the shortcomings, the imperfections. Of course, we are also flesh and share in these. And some others, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee this crown of life. And another, that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. Have we committed those things to our memory? Are they part of us, of our being? And what of this love? When we hear this word, such as love, what immediately comes to our mind? One word can trigger a reaction, an outburst in our memories of associations and different things that we would hold dear. A series of thoughts. Memories associated with the word. And they would go on to develop. And our memories grow as we progress in this narrow way. We looked at the example of the tree that comes out of a root. It starts as one little branch. More branches are added, and pretty soon it's a towering tree. This should be such as we are doing in our lives as we grow and mature as children of God, new creatures, this new mind. Branches are added to it so that we can continue to grow until we reach, again, the words that we had expressed this week, the mark of perfect love. We start out with God's love. He loved us first. Our Lord Jesus loves us. It inspired within us to show brotherly love, love of the truth, to look at examples of love about us, and all these aspects that can be added as we grow ever closer to the Father and that wonderful pattern that is set before us. John 6:63. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is our life. Everything that we do, and we've heard it expressed many times, our energies, our talents, they're used in His service. And also, brethren, have we committed to memory words such as we have expressed in Romans 5:1? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, but whom also we have access by faith into His grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that that tribulation would work within us patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. Do we have faith and hope firmly committed in our memories, that they can be retrieved, they flow through us, they have become part of us, that this hope also makes us not ashamed? We readily take a stand for the cause of truth and righteousness, even if someone that maybe we're speaking to, if they try to comfort, console somebody in the world, they may cover their ears and run out and say, "Don't believe it." We believe it. And we know that we have to demonstrate our love, devotion, and loyalty to the Father, because this love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us all. And the Heavenly Father would commend this love to us. Yet, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And then, He made all things possible. He helps us to go into a condition of peace with God. He provides the means that one has to become reconciled to God, in harmony with God. This peace and harmony began with God, through us. It began with faith, and it led on to other things. A condition of grace wherein we stand as sons of God, begotten of the Holy Spirit, rejoicing in hope of that kingdom glory and the joys set before us. That we want to serve the Lord. And when we first approached Him, for some, a few years ago, for some, many years ago, from that time we began to grow in this peace. And it continues with us as long as we strive in this direction, the right direction, to grow in knowledge, to grow in obedience. That we enter into the peace of God that would pass all human understanding. Have we, dear ones, let peace, this peace of God, enter into our memory and dwell there? Does it help us to be guided and directed in a way pleasing to the Father? And as this peace of God dwells within us, are we again putting it into practice? Is it our life? Does it guide and direct us? Does it help us to look for more promises and direction, to turn to Him for this care? The Father loveth you. And all things indeed work together for good, because those love God. And they are called according to His purpose. It is this realization of divine all wisdom, all power that gives us strength. And this strength of character, of heart that we referred to. And God is love, 1 John 4:8. And also, brethren, Do we keep in memory the pattern of the faithful ones that have gone before us? Do we remember their example, their thoughts, their testimonies that we heard spoken in a convention such as this? The testimonies, the prayers, the sweet fellowship, the faithful ones who have gone before and have done well, that had all these things passed on into their memory, and they retrieved it willingly and lovingly, and they let it pour out to us all. And these dear ones were our teachers and our help because they committed their all to do the Father's will. That they wanted to go on in His footsteps of the dear Son to the end of their earthly course, who now we do not see here sitting amongst us, but who we once did. And we enjoy the memories and we hold them dear. That we want to be faithful, and if we are faithful, we will once again be joined together in that glorious temple on high. And won't that be a grand time? We can once again share memories of the experiences that we went through and share it together if we are faithful. And that we, in the time which we have left in this life, we do all that we can to be bound together in love and devotion and in unity and service to the Father. That we pray for one another. That we want our all to be given in service to the Father. And that we realize that there are some things that maybe we don't have a hard time remembering. Perhaps it's the faults and weaknesses that we see in our brethren. Those may be are easy to call to mind. But we want to not even let those for more than an instant. We want them to pass out. We want to commit the good things that are done. The love, the devotion, the fellowship. All these things that we see, we want to commit to memory. That these can be with us. We wanted to close with some words from Proverbs 10. We are told that the memory of the just is blessed, and that the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Let us go on in our lives, dear brother, remembering, sticking firm in this faith that was given by a faithful Father. He remembers us. Let us always remember Him. And let us be about the business of encouraging and being used fully in His service, that we pray for one another, and that we hold dear in our memories all these seasons of fellowship and blessing and attending the meetings and having communion with the dear Father and His Son. And we wanted to close with some words of a favorite hymn that we've heard sung at these conventions. Precious memories, how they linger. How they ever touch my soul in the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Michael. We appreciate those precious thoughts and precious memories. And we ask Brother Balco to close this session with a prayer. And ask the Lord's blessings on our Vesper service.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy most holy name. Heavenly Father, we are indeed blessed and privileged that we have this opportunity to gather together with those of like precious faith at this convention. We thank Thee so much for guiding us all here together that we can sit at the feet of Thy dear Son and receive blessings and have sweet fellowship. Receive good words of strength and encouragement from our elders, and loving smiles and kind words from all of Thy dear children. We thank Thee so much for each other, and we thank Thee so much for this wonderful truth. And as we come before Thee tonight, thank Thee for these blessings. We're mindful of those that are absent from this convention, who would love to have been here, and who we hold dear in our memories, and those that are traveling to their homes from this convention. Remember also those on beds of sickness, the lonely, the isolated, unable to meet in this manner that we could meet. Be with them, guide and direct them, and help us always to keep them with us in our minds. And help us each day, Father, that we can remember our vows of consecration and all that Thou hast done for us. Help us to be built up more in this Holy Spirit, in the truth and faith, and in service to Thee. We now leave the further interest of this evening in Thy care and keeping, Father, thanking Thee again for the blessings and for the love which have been so freely given unto us. And we pray and thank Thee for these things through the name and the merit of Thy dear Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen.